offensive lineman we saw here yesterday, firing off a tweet for his guy. Good luck at CJ Wentz. Hope you run really fast and stuff.
Look in the 4-6 range.
4-7-8.
Slower.
Again, he's really, I think he's working hard with his, with Bill Cunerty, who's his coach on the football.
There it is. Yeah. If you see that, that was a great job there holding on that back foot by Carson Wentz right here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open, flip. Good.
Hey, some of them you just can't help. Some of them you can't help but catch because it just hits you right in the spot where you can't drop it.
That one right there. Showing off, man. There you go.
Yes. Nice.
All right, here's some in-routes from Carson Wentz while we were gone. Look out.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, you heard the ooh.
Oh, yeah,
the ball
got somebody, James? We got somebody?
Hit somebody, yeah.
Got him in the nuggets? Okay. Okay.
Was in a certain spot. There we go.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Now, Carson Wentz has been under center at North Dakota State. Made about one-third of the throws that Goff's had to make because he's only started 23 games.
But we still can't find ourselves more than maybe 16, 20 guys at one given time to control and operate an NFL franchise at the quarterback position successfully.
Well, this is what we're talking about.
It really is incredible how difficult this position is, or it is to throw somebody or find somebody. And
I think it's all the positions, but it's most exaggerated at this because it's the most difficult one of all. And you start throwing all these factors in. In college, they're one kind of player.
Everything has to come out as soon as he hits that foot and goes forward. And if everything else isn't perfect and ready, he's going to miss.
See, Wentz's feet are much more quiet. Watch how he just slides back, folks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Plant, wait, out.
And you also see, you can't see the ground underneath his feet. He's sliding them across the grass, so they're right on the turf all the time. So anytime along the way, all of a sudden.